WTMJ. When the countdown clocks are going on all the major news networks, 6 hours, 37 minutes, and 10 seconds mark until the federal government shuts down. We're joined on the line right now by longtime political strategist. He's also the president of Edge Messaging. He is Brian Fraley. And Brian, let's take this in two pieces right here. I want to talk the politics of this, the winners and losers. Let's say this shutdown happens in 6 hours, 36 minutes, and 49 seconds. Who is or who are the winners in that, if there are any? Who are the biggest losers if this shutdown happens tonight?
Well, the big losers are the American people. You know, they're sick of the partisan game of chicken. It seems like we fight this every couple of months because they can't get together and pass a budget. The Senate's obscure rules that require 60 votes for cloture, end of debate, really empowers the minority. And in general, it's not bad so that one party can't just dominate, right? So that every senator has a say and can have some power. But what we find happening in instances like this is that even though the Democrats do not control the state Senate or the U.S. Senate, they can control whether or not votes are taken on spending bills. So the Democrats are playing a game of chicken. And the American public are the losers. And who's the winners? That will be determined, you know, in November, I guess.
So not all agencies shut down. Is this would be a partial government shutdown if it were to happen, correct?
Oh, look. Yeah, it's not the end of the world. I mean, it's not great. It's not great, especially if you're in the military and are expecting a paycheck on February 1st, and it may or may not get processed. The last shutdown, about 850,000 federal employees were furloughed every day during the duration of the shutdown. They determine what's essential and what's non-essential. I think they could start with the Senate Democratic Caucus and just furlough them right away because apparently they're not essential. It's not everybody. The government will go on. People will still get the aid that they need. You may have a hard time getting your passport processed, or if you have a federally guaranteed like small business loan or something, that could be a hiccup. Long term, this could create quite a bit of pain. The last shutdown in 2013. President Obama tried to maximize the pain by, you know, trying to block the view, for example, of Mount Rushmore because the park was closed. And it got a little ridiculous. You know, they put cones outside at the scenic viewing area. So it got a little ridiculous. I don't think we're going to see that happen this time. But I'll tell you, I don't know that they're going to come to a deal.
We only have about a minute left. We're talking with Brian Fraley, political strategist, president of Edge Messaging. There's a theory floating out there, Brian, and I've heard it now in more than one place, that this is going to play into President Trump's hands. This is going to bring big drama down to literally the 11th hour, the final minutes, the final moments when he will be able to come in, strike a deal that maybe will not make a lot of the Republican side of Congress happy. The Democrats may not get all they want. Both Republicans, Democrats will be upset. President Trump can sit back and go, I am the deal maker. I have accomplished this. It's a year since my inauguration. I avoided a government shutdown. And then he flies off to Florida to celebrate the one-year anniversary of his inauguration. Have you heard that? Would you buy into that?
Yeah, I could buy into that. It definitely plays into kind of the reality show aspect of his nature. But look, there's been almost 20 times now since 1976 where funding has run out, where there's been a gap. It's only been since 1980 an attorney general's ruling that said, well, when that happens, you have to partially shut down the government. But this happened 5 times under Jimmy Carter when the Democrats controlled everything. So when the Democrats are saying this has never happened before, the Republicans control everything and this has never happened, it's not that case. It's not the case. But the public, if you're out there and you don't follow this stuff all the time, you have a right to be cynical because the real people's lives are being kind of toyed with here over important, but really what it comes down to is personally petty political disputes.
Real quick, Brian, the percentage likelihood that there is a shutdown.
Yeah, my crystal ball is broken when it comes to this.
Okay.
Kudos to Speaker Ryan for getting his caucus together and passing the bill with plenty of time for the Senate to consider it, though. That was quite an accomplishment. Now we'll see if Mitch McConnell can convince enough Democrats not to be jerks tonight.
Brian Fraley, political strategist, president of Edge Messaging. Appreciate it, Brian. Thank you.
Thanks, guys.
You as well. Time for news about your